Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's Upstate University recently awarded $2.5 million in grant money to support the development of cutting-edge sustainable packaging solutions that they say will help develop new packaging technologies to meet new European and Canadian regulations and thus help keep export markets open for specialty crop products in our state and the nation. James Sternberg is with the Sustainable Packaging Innovation Lab. He joins us now by phone from his office at Clemson University. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the lab.
At Clemson University in the Department of Food, Nutrition, and Packaging Sciences, I have my own sustainable packaging laboratory where we do research on different types of materials to meet different types of regulations and sustainability goals. But this new lab is an innovation lab with the United States Department of Agriculture, specifically through the Foreign Agricultural Service. And their desire with this lab was really to open the doors and keep the markets open for the export of U.S. specialty crops, those other than wheat, soybean, corn, some of the major high-volume crops, and include many of the vegetables that you eat on a daily basis. So this lab, it's a conglomeration of startup businesses and more established businesses and university teams to address many of these new regulations surrounding one-time use packaging and plastics so that these specialty crops can continue to go out our doors.
All right, now tell us about this recent round of grants that you have made to, I guess, some companies, some organizations.
That's right. So the USDA funded this lab in order to fund a portfolio of projects. We held a request for proposals last year and had around 70 proposals. They went through an outside review process. And then in the end, we funded around 12 projects. And the International Fresh Produce Association got an identical grant as Clemson did. And they funded, I think, around 10 proposals.
Can you give us an example of one or two of them?
Sure. So, you know, these projects will deal with different types of coatings to go on cardboard to enable cardboard-based packaging to be used in exports instead of plastic-based packaging. They deal with coming up with compostable PLU or price lookup stickers that go directly on specialty crops, and that enables, you know, waste or spoilage to be composted directly. You don't have to peel all the stickers off. There's projects based on creating clamshells for tomatoes and other types of produce that have higher recycled contents in them. Other more innovative technologies can include sprayable coatings that are antimicrobial and also edible.
And now with the situation in Washington and a lot of grants being defunded, is there any concerns here with these programs that you are involved with?
Well, you know, we really are confident and really were encouraged by the Secretary of Agriculture's kind of statement regarding these innovation labs. And she recently made a statement that these kinds of innovation labs is where she really wants to invest and see grow in the future. And so, you know, this lab is all about helping U.S. businesses and U.S. exports. And so, you know, I think this really lines up with really helping U.S. markets. And so we're confident that it's going to be something that remains a priority for the USDA.
And when do you expect some of these projects to be finished and become a reality?
Well, the projects run on a one-year time span, and we're actually just rolling out a new request for proposals this fall. And so, you know, if you are out there listening and you have an idea, please reach out, and we'd be happy to share with you this new request for proposals. But in terms of when they will become a commercial reality, that's really on the timeline of each one of these businesses and groups. We have track one, which is kind of applied R&D, which is a little farther away from commercialization. So that might be a few years out. And then we have a track three that we manage that is on pilot projects themselves for commercialization. So those are much closer, and those might be commercialized within a year or 2 years or something on that time span.
Well, James, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for this opportunity.
James Sternberg is with the Sustainable Packaging Innovation Lab at Clemson University, where he spoke to us from by phone. We will have a link to the lab posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.